You know, brethren, as we keep this festival, our ultimate goal is to attain to the kingdom of God, right? That's it. To become priests and kings and leaders and teachers, to bring peace and the restitution of all things under Christ. And it can be a long journey if we live a full life, or it can be a much shorter journey if our lives are cut short. We won't turn there, but in Revelation 20, we see that we have the promise of rulership as we prepare ourselves now by studying and actually using the Word of God and living by the Word of God. And God wants us to keep in mind, His plan and His purpose. That's what we've been hearing about this feast thus far. God wants us to keep that clearly focused and look over all the obstacles or any obstacles that get in the way in the months and years to come. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. And as we do those things, we will understand very clearly what we're preparing for. To be a king and a priest and a judge and a teacher and a ruler. To do what? To help solve the world's problems. Because there are so many. There are so many. The preparation, brethren, should be front and center. It really should be. And first and foremost. And he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. You know, at the feast we stop to consider what we need to do to qualify, if you will. Not that we qualify of and by ourselves, needless to say. But God is qualifying us. He's qualifying us. And there are certain qualities that we need for leadership. We have to develop them. We're not just going to sail in without having put some effort into it and building a resume, a strong spiritual resume that we need to have. God the Father is the one who, through His Spirit, He qualifies us. He works with us. He brings us along. And through all the experiences that we go through and everything else in life, we learn. And we grow. And we change. And we have to put some effort into it, don't we? We are going to spend a few minutes here this morning in this sermonette and look into the book of Proverbs. Because Proverbs are clear cut. You ever thought of it like that? Very clear cut. It's right, wrong. It's good, evil. It's righteous, wicked. That's what it is. And the Proverbs talk about righteous reigning, if you will, and righteous kings. It conveys some of the qualities we will need. We will need spiritual character and the fruit of having God's Spirit to be effective. And the book of Proverbs contains our job description. If you've never thought of it like that, it contains our job description. Proverbs 29 and verse 4. Don't turn there. I'll just read it for you. It says, when the righteous are in authority, the people will rejoice. Humans are not righteous, are they? But those of the God family will be. We will be at some point in time down the road. And there will be peace and there will be harmony. And we will teach the laws of God and the way of God. And lead that way and show that way. And people will want to follow. They're going to want what we can give them. Eventually. When you conduct your own study of Proverbs, you will see the different qualities and different characteristics that we need to grow in. That we need to develop. That we need to work on. And that we need to think about and to govern our lives by. I enjoy the Proverbs. There's so much in there. Proverbs 3, let's see, have a look here. Proverbs 3, verse 3. There are so many, I don't have time to dig into them all, obviously, just to touch a few and to bring to your heart and mind and realization how important the Proverbs really are. Proverbs 3 and verse 3, and he says, let not mercy and truth forsake you, but bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Yeah, we're nothing, as I said the other day, of and by ourselves. Nothing. And that's okay with me. Because someday we're going to be something in God's family. Until we're there, we'll keep plugging ahead, regardless of the obstacles or the difficulties or what we have to contend with. The truth will be available for the first time, and we're going to teach them because we have lived it. Right? If we've lived it, we can teach it. If we don't live it, how can we teach it? So we have to live it. Make it an integral part of our hearts and minds and our actions and our attitudes. So important. We're going to lead people, brethren, to repentance. That's an incredible thought to me. God the Father brought us along, brought us to repentance. We're going to be able to partake of that particular aspect of those individuals' spirituality as they grow. Bring them to repentance. Wow. That's exciting. It really is, as they learn. Bring them to repentance so they can change. So they can grow. So they can enter the kingdom of God and receive eternal life. How's that for a job description and work to do? I think it's great. I really do. And we won't do it in secret, will we? Everything will be out in the open. Everyone's going to know. And everything that we need, Father, to accomplish this job, brethren, I should say, is in the Bible. It's all here. It's in the instruction book. I don't have to look at commentaries from individuals that don't have any idea what they're talking about. Long, crazy explanations on scriptures. No, I don't need that. You don't need that. It's plain. It's easy to understand. We have the Spirit of God, which gives us a key. We have the plan of God. We have the template. We know. Like I said, that's why we're here. Very exciting. Verse 32. He says, for the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. His secret counsel is with the upright. What did Jesus say? It is given unto us to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. It's right here in the book. God has called us, brethren, have you thought about this, into his confidence. God has called you into his confidence. I'm going to reveal this truth to you that millions of people would like to know about, but can't and won't for right now. He revealed his word to us because of the job that lies ahead. That's why it is imperative to understand why we are here. It's not just another festival, as I've said before. For some of us, it may be our last one that we'll experience in this lifetime. We don't know. This might be my last one. It's possible. No guarantees. I'm not worrying about that aspect at all. I'm going to make the most of my life while I can now. And seek God for the help and the strength that we need and his spirit to grow. Paul said in 2 Timothy, study to show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. So there's a principle we need to follow. Proverbs 15:28, I'll read it for you. It says, the hearts of the righteous studies to answer. Prayer and Bible study. So we can be teachers with all the right answers. And in verse 29 it says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. He hears our prayers. He knows what we need, what we want. Proverbs 10, verse 16 says, the labor of the righteous leads to life. And that means, brethren, we have to work at it, doesn't it? We have to work at it. Put some effort into it. We can't just sail along. Verse 17 says, he who keeps instruction is in the way of life. And that ties in with John 14, where Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It all ties together from the instruction book. It's all here. It's all here for us. It also says that he who refuses correction goes astray. Yeah, how true that is. God wants us to help people, to teach people, to encourage them, and to lead them. That's what we're going to be doing, all of those things. And we have to, you know, we're going to have to let people make their own mistakes too in the kingdom. They have to learn, make some mistakes, and see where we can help them to overcome. And realize where they're wrong and how they need to start doing things correctly. That's all part of it. It's not going to happen overnight, like Mr. Henderson mentioned the other day. Let me turn to Proverbs 10. I want to read something to you. Proverbs chapter 10. In verse 20 and 21, let me read the first part of each verse for you. Verse 20, it says, the tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. We will teach them righteous character. How to build righteous character. How to develop righteous character. How to maintain righteous character. Verse 21, the lips of the righteous feed many. We will need to spiritually feed a numerous number of people, brethren. We're going to be feeding them with the food of God. That's our job. That's going to be our job. God is preparing us for a monumental work that lies ahead. Eventually, we are going to help millions and millions of people enter the kingdom of God. It goes on to say in verse 24, the fears of the wicked will come upon them, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. So let me ask you this. Do you desire to be in the kingdom of God? Do you love and obey God with all your heart? Do you desire to be a teacher in the kingdom of God? If the answer is yes, then that desire will be granted. God guarantees it. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30, he says, the fruit of the righteous is as a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. It produces faith, this life of ours. It produces love. We're going to be teaching people in the millennium, brethren, because we will know the proper way to go. We understand the plan and the purpose. And Christ is leading us now to get us established firmly in place so that we're ready. That's how we have to think. I want to be ready. Are you going to be ready? I sure hope I'm going to be at some point. I'm sure I'm not right now. If God said, put your hand up if you think you're ready, I might have trouble getting my arm up. I want to be ready. I know you want to be ready. As teachers, we need to understand the instruction booklet. So critical. Because we have the truth. We have the love of God. We have the knowledge. And we're building the character to put it all together. And people are going to need what we're going to give them. They're going to be wanting to be fed. Help me to understand. Wonderful. What a job that we're going to have. It's exciting. That's why we're here at this festival, to learn and to be reminded over and over again of our purpose, of our goal, of our responsibility, and make ourselves ready for the job that lies ahead. Mr. Armstrong was a messenger that God used mightily to preach a warning to mankind. Was the law of God in his mouth? Was he teaching people? Was he bringing them toward repentance as they yielded to God? Was he preparing the way for Christ's return? Yes, to all of the above questions. And brethren, we are preparing now, or should be, to do exactly the same thing in the kingdom of God. Exactly the same thing. It's an awesome responsibility, and God will entrust us with that responsibility if we're ready. If we're ready. And it's only a few he's entrusting it to. Just a few. Count ourselves very special. I think we mentioned that before. To understand what we understand. To be heading in the direction that we're heading in. You know, I think we could say that with ourselves and others that God is using and will be using, we are God's spiritual special forces. You ever thought about it like that? Not special of and by ourselves, far from it, obviously. It's because we have a special calling, and we have special training, and we have special understanding. Because all those that are going to come through into the world tomorrow will require special caring, and special love, and special commitment by us. Big responsibility. So that they can have the Spirit of God placed in them someday, and have the mind of Christ that we're developing. Brethren, it's not how you start the race that matters. It's how you finish that counts. So let's be sure that we all finish strong.